previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
What are you doing New Year's Eve, Billy?
Oh,
New Year's Eve, I'm bartending. I'm getting
big money night for Billy.
I'm bartending with him.
Yeah,
where are you guys?
We're doing a wedding.
Shirtless twin bartenders.
Shirtless twin bartenders with beards and stringy hair.
Yeah.
Get ready for sexy time.
You should write sexy on your chest, and Bill can write time on his.
I like it.
Sexy time.
AM WSBC. Yo. Welcome back to another week of fun, shenanigans, and awesomeness.
Sure.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, is twin brother Billy.
Hello.
And the greatest human in the world, Clayton O'Brien.
This is me.
Hi, Clay. Happy New Year to our listening audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And welcome to the Hooli's Hooli.
It's 18.
First episode of 18.
First episode. Good call, Bill.
It's 18.
Who is that? Alice Cooper that does that number?
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, good stuff.
We might have to play that.
Let's do it!
I'm 18,
and
I like it.
I'm 2018, and I like it.
I'm 20. 18!
That's a new Walmart commercial. It's 2018, and he likes it.
Just sweat, it's like sweatpants raining down.
Roll back, roll back, roll back.
Roll back with Alice in 2018.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All new Alice Cooper khakis are on sale.
At Walmart.
For $49.99. Yeah. No, Walmart, they'd have to be $8.99, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Alice Cooper khakis.
89-cent khakis at Walmart.
AC khakis.
How was the bartending event?
It was good. It was a...
Anyone get body slams?
No. They were actually... The gentleman who got married was a police officer.
Chicago policeman, yeah.
And so was his father.
All right.
Big Southside Irish family, the Ryan family. And I think, I can't remember his bride's maiden name.
Make something.
I don't know.
King? Duke was the last King? Name,
Duke,
I thought.
Yes. Just a couple of Southside families decided to get married out in the Oak Park area, get off the grid a little bit,
yeah.
Have some fun.
No relation to Randolph or Mortimer Duke from the famous Duke brothers
no,
that tried to corner
there.
The frozen concentrated orange juice market in 1984.
No.
No relation to that?
They weren't
no
there.
Relation.
You mean that movie Trading Places?
Yeah. Meyer Quick. This 2018 is getting
that,
you quick.
I'm hoping that the radio audience got that joke. I just kind of had to help him out there for a second.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Wedding
was good, Clay.
Yay. Good. Good tippers.
Yeah. Good tippers. Didn't mind if I poured myself a little of the holy water towards the end of the night.
Oh.
I was like, hey, yeah, come on. I had a good time.
You tickle any bridesmaids?
No bridesmaids.
Tickle any bridesmaids this evening?
No bridesmaid tickling. That would have got me. That would have got me in handcuffs.
Billy got locked up for tickling a bridesmaid.
At that wedding, tickling bridesmaids would have got you in trouble.
Would have got you in a headlock.
And there were a lot of Mount Carmel guys at this wedding too. That I, you know, and I was like, those guys. I mean, even though I was a fellow alumnus,
they're waiting for it.
They would have killed me if I did something like that.
You know what the groomsmen all wore, Clay?
Green tuxedos.
Well, they had those, but they had pressed Alice Cooper khakis on.
AC18s.
They're hot in 18 during wedding season.
They're like, what model ACs are you wearing? Like, these are the 18s.
I didn't even stay up till midnight.
No, you didn't make it, huh?
I made it for New York's New Year's Eve.
With the ball drop. Yeah.
I feel like this is deja vu. I feel like last year's episode, you said the same thing. You're like, eh,
probably true.
New Year's is for punks. I go to bed early.
I got 3 sick kids in my house.
I know.
Oh, man.
The sick wave has been going on all over Chicagoland. Everyone in my office has been sick.
Below zero, man.
Like real sick though, flu.
It's like I work in a children's hospital.
Yeah,
my kids had a terrible flu during Christmas time, and on Christmas morning, they powered through to get through it. But
yes,
fever, you know, boogers
fever,
everywhere,
coughing, sneezing,
fever, boogers everywhere,
dogs and cats living together.
Call this number now. The cold hotline. That's great. Why don't they have that? The cold hotline. You know, like some guy who's like at the TV, like sniffling. He's like. Because feeling like poop, sitting in bed with boogers all stuffy. Let's talk about it. Call cold hotline. I'm Joe.
Call me the too. Cold hotline.
You want to sneeze on the phone with
you
me?
You want to sneeze on the phone with me?
Would they give you some tetracycline?
Right.
How long have you been on tetracycline?
Hey, you want to sneeze with me?
You a Mucinex lady or...
Where am I located? In Yonkers. You want to sneeze with me?
You want to come over and do some Sudafed?
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. It's fine.
call the cold hotline.
Go get
call
a Kleenex. Hey.
A neti pot? I got neti pots. You want a neti pot?
Go get a Kleenex. I'll wait. I've been sucking boogers. There's this thing that you do for babies.
Yeah.
That it's like a squeeze. Tube. No, it's like a tube, and then there's like a hose, and you suck the boogers out with like a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And you put the thing up to the kid's nose. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
It's awesome.
So what, do you have to put your mouth around anything?
You never touch snot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all controlled. It's a controlled thing.
I thought it was kind of like a, is there a custom where people suck the snot out of babies' noses? And any kind of culture that we're aware of?
Somewhere.
You're bringing back your National Geographic knowledge.
I don't know. There's some sort of a mammal that probably does that.
Absolutely, Bill. You're 100% right.
Is there a mammal? Maybe we have to Google it.
I can see some.
Is there a mammal that sucks boogers? Like it's part of its mammal thing?
Out of its young's head?
It's normal?
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
Sure, humans.
Humanoids.
Well, I'm glad you had a wonderful...
See, now this is a question for the cold hotline. You got to call the cold hotline to get an answer like this.
Hey,
this is Devin. You called the cold hotline.
This has been going on since Thursday, Dev.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Have you been taking some Sudafed to get everything in order?
Yeah, no? Man. Got it all squared away.
Is your wife sick, too?
Are you sick?
Yeah, I'm perpetually sick.
That's the only way
I run the cold hotline.
I continue to work here.
Do you know that I'm half cold, half Richard Lewis? I'm a little bit of cold, a little bit of Richard Lewis. What I suggest is if you're feeling a little bit cold and you don't feel good and you call the cold hotline, is throw the wrong guys on and have a boku.
Yeah. Hey, is it the nose fritta? Is that what this thing
is
called?
That's exactly what it is, Billy.
The nose fritta snot suckle sucker nasal aspirator. Recommended non-invasive nasal. Yeah, cool.
Non-invasive nasal is what
I'm all
about.
Can you read the top of that again, Bill? How does that go?
They're on Amazon. The Nose Frida Snot Sucker Nasal Aspirator.
That sounds like a Method Man lyric, doesn't it? Nose Frida. You know?
Can't remember it.
No, I can't. It's too hard. Which is why it's a skilled rhyme, I suppose.
It's a medical tool.
Yeah.
It sucks boogers like no other.
Well, I hope everybody can find one this 2018.
Well, we got to get these kids healthy, and it's terrible you can't go outside either. I've watched Ghostbusters 600 times in the last 4 days.
Oh, really? They're that into it, huh?
Yeah.
You know who's – Mikey is into – my little Mikey's obsessed with Willy Wonka.
Okay, here it is. Wait a minute.
Factory.
Hold on.
The original?
We talked
both.
That's awesome.
We got him an Augustus Gloopadal for Christmas.
There's such
he
a
loves
thing.
It.
He's obsessed with Wonka?
He's obsessed with Wonka, and he's obsessed with Augustus Gloop.
You ready for this?
Dad, where's my Gloop doll?
Yeah. We got him a Willy Wonka and an Augustus Gloop doll. He loves it. And a golden ticket.
Where are you getting all this swag?
Amazon. Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
I just Googled it.
Putting money in his pocket.
I wrote another one thing that, you know, is there a snot-sucking animal?
Sure.
And what comes up is Japanese culture, baby snot sucker. In the old days, however, I am informed that Japanese mothers used to suck their baby's snot directly into their mouths. Many animals engage in social grooming as a way of ... Let's go to the website. But then when I go there, it doesn't give me, like, you know, everything I'm looking for.
It's very vague.
Bill, you've been hired as a fact checker for the New York Post. Yeah. Get to work immediately.
Yeah. Many animals engage in social grooming as a way of reinforcing social bands.
This is fake booger news. Fake booger news.
I like how they say
totally fake booger news.
Social grooming, it's so elegant.
Yeah.
I call it snot sucking.
You know what?
I don't know. It says here, this is kind of an interesting fact.
Go, Bill.
Many animals engage in social grooming as a way of reinforcing social bonds. The grooming that is lavished upon Japanese children reminds me of the affectionate pruning that Western mothers may give to their husbands. Some Western mothers have a tendency to clean and scrape their husband's hands, nails, and feet. It seems to me that in parallel with Richard Schweder's observations, whoever he is, regarding who
sweeps by whom. Schweder is totally crazy.
The recipient of maternal grooming is generally children in Japan and more likely to be romantic partners, particularly male partners in romantic relationships in the West. There you have it. I don't know where that came from, but there's been some snot sucking going on in Japan in the back of the day.
A high school paper of some kid in Japan.
By the way, this article was written Wednesday, June 1st, 2011. It's called The Baby Snot Sucker. It's the name of the article.
Bill, that was beautiful.
Did you like that?
Great history lesson from at the top of the show.
So I hope everyone's doing okay with their colds. It could be snuck and snot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you don't want to get it. Hey, in 2018, you don't want to get any boogers on your Alice Cooper khakis, now, do you?
No. I got to get them a big
If you got those AC-18s over at Walmart.
AC-18s, nice.
And then they're call booger-proof. And then here's what you do. You get your AC-18s.
We're having a rollback. AC-18s, booger-proof.
These are booger-proof.
You call the cold hotline.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up the following morning, you fix yourself a nice hearty bowl of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
That's right.
And it makes all your sicknesses go away. I know. It's an elixir for longevity. You'll never be stuffed up. And no, you'll never be stuffed up with McCann's.
Never.
Show's presented by the great McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Tell him your story. We're back. Tom Gorman, yes. Great guy. Welcome back to the Hoolies. Hoolie? Well, we're back after commercial break one.
Yeah, what's new with you?
Nothing. Back to work.
Whoa.
Yeah. These midday, these, I had, after the holidays, I had Monday and Tuesday. Well, obviously, the holiday fell on a Monday.
Yeah, sure. Weeks.
But then I had the Tuesday the day after, off, both times.
Nice.
Very nice.
But you go back to work midweek on a Wednesday, and it's like the week is shot.
Kind yeah, of, then it's know? Weekend.
Almost.
Then it's like, weekend.
Then it's weekend, and you can't make any kind of phone plans with any sort of important decision makers in sales, you know? It's it rough is. Out there.
It's very rough.
Record that.
So what do you do? I can't get out.
I don't. You refer to Russian sales navigator book.
Russian Soviet sales navigator book.
What an odd thing to be given if you were just starting a sales job, wouldn't it?
Soviet sales.
Hey, Joe, listen, lunch breaks are 30. Here's a Soviet-Russian sales guide.
Soviet sales techniques.
It's very good.
Soviet sales techniques.
You mean
please,
it's kind of like...
This is what we're looking for.
It's kind of like an acting, like the
right, it's like
the
being,
Stanislav method.
Yeah, it's like getting Stanislavski's right, the method, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Did you read Soviet sales techniques yet?
Hey, I saw you pull
Did
the runaround on that guy.
Did you read By Me by Vladimir Putin?
I see you guys. You put that guy in a headlock during the meeting. You read Soviet sales techniques, didn't you?
Hey, I saw you guys. Yeah, exactly. I saw you think when he was thinking twice, you
slapped
stopped
him.
That. Did you use that Soviet technique?
You slapped him right in the face. I like that.
Slapped him right in the face.
When he said no the first time, you slapped him right across the face. That was very Soviet-like.
That's in Chapter 9 of Soviet sales techniques. I read it myself.
It's called don't
You're an educated
no
man,
answer.
I see.
You're an educated salesman.
You're an educated salesman. Meet me downstairs for a cup of tea and karate lesson.
The Educated yeah. Salesman's my novel.
You have to take karate as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
What would the Irish as an educated salesman book be like?
The Irish educated salesman? It's a dapper dial. It's like James Bond.
Yeah. Meet me at the bar.
But he likes cocktailing.
Looks like yeah. Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah, he's always just talking about great sales methods. That
he's just blowing things right by you.
He talks about him for like 45 minutes, and you've never seen him use one of these techniques in his life.
No.
He's quoting Yeats and things like that in the middle of sales pitches.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure, we can make that joke about all ethnicities.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you elevator. What, it's for me, sales are slow this time of year. Now it's
Hurry
like,
up, give me your elevator pitch now. Give me. I want to hear your elevator pitch.
Give me your elevator pitch on what you're cooking for dinner.
The elevator pitch.
You want to work here? I would like your elevator pitch on what you're considering for dinner tonight.
I will shoot it down. Let me tell you in advance, I will shoot it down.
Have you had pigeon?
That's your first objection.
Have you had pigeon?
Have you had pigeon?
Do you like bass? Vladimir Putin loves bass fish.
He loves pigeon now. It's pigeon season.
I like to have some bird with a little bit of my fish. Bass.
Little bit of my fish.
What?
I don't know. It's getting off the rails.
Let's get out of Russia.
Let's go back to boogers.
Come back to America.
No.
Come back to America.
New Year's Eve.
You have any New Year's
resolutions? We're in the new year.
What did we say? I think we said New Year's resolutions last week. I don't remember what I said. I said I was going to try to quit smoking the heaters. I didn't?
No.
So
no, you didn't quit, is what I'm saying.
No, I didn't quit yet.
You didn't even think about it.
Hey, it's not even 2018 yet, you know? I mean, give yourself a couple weeks to kick into it, right?
That's what everybody says. Well, you've got the...
I'm getting to my New Year's resolutions. It's July 40th.
You still kept your beard for New Year's. You've got the beard still in 18.
I got the beard. I did trim it a bit, though.
Did you?
A little bit. It got really... Because your girlfriend told me that I looked like Ted Kaczynski.
She did?
Yeah, she goes, you're getting scruffy. Look, it looks like Ted Kaczynski.
Ah.
It's a compliment.
What was that?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Was that somebody outside, or was that the ghost of Ted Kaczynski? He's not
even
dead yet.
You know why
he's,
she probably
he's
said that?
He's chiming into the program.
Wait,
he's
you know dead. Why? You know why she probably said that?
Ted Kaczynski's not dead.
No, no
he
way.
In a hole
he's in federal prison.
Sure he is.
He's locked up. You know
he's listening to our show.
Hey, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
That's what they give him. They give
him. Hi, Ted.
Greetings from Jefferson Park. We know you grew up in Evergreen.
WSBC.
He, I think she probably said that because we were watching that show, that series. I think it was on Discovery Channel. That was about Kaczynski, about like hunting down Kaczynski. It was
okay.
And
yeah, psychos are popular.
What's his
now.
Name? Played Kaczynski.
Big time.
I see. There's like they're doing the Waco thing. Yeah, that's all
that's
over
it.
Now.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing. It's like that. So they're probably gonna do
sensationalism
next.
Yeah, McVeigh will be next.
Yeah,
right.
Because each will have an anniversary.
But the coming. Actor who
Tanya Harding, we have the I Tanya.
Exactly. That's.
It's all Clay. You're on.
You're
the
comparing Tanya Harding to.
They just did a Tanya Harding
Waco,
movie. It's a big
Texas.
Hit. No. Yeah, of course. I'm comparing it all to, you know, it's all relevant screwballness. You know, Hollywood's making, they release something now, screwballness I can say in Hollywood because there are screwball comedies. Come on. I went to film school.
Sure.
Can you use those words?
You're in the business of screwballness.
Are you in the business of screwballness? How dare you?
Yeah.
Sir?
How dare you ask me for my
How dare you call the cold hotline with a fever? Are you in the business of screwballness? Yeah.
Yes.
They're supposed to, Hollywood's making something like...
Why are you stroking your scarf?
Because it's like a cat. It feels like
Don't
a cat.
Don't stroke your scarf.
Stop stroking the scarf.
I'm thinking. It allows me to think.
That's disturbing.
I'm stroking my scarf.
He's doing that stroke. The end of your scarf.
He did the
Bowie lyric?
The Soviet self technique, chapter 11, stroke the scarf.
Patty Blofeld.
When
that's my name.
Patty Blofeld.
I'm Patty Blofeld. And I'm stroking my scarf while listening to the cold hotline.
Stroking your scarf should be outlawed.
This flu season. Boy, we got off on a tangent.
I got a bit of something myself, you know?
Did you hear it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't happy about it. I ain't happy about any of this.
Bill, you're madly typing.
I gotta figure out who this guy is. Here it is.
What guy?
Kaczynski.
I got sad news.
Thank you. I forgot what we were talking about there. We bring Kaczynski back.
Paul Bettany plays Kaczynski.
Sure.
In this theory. This show called Manhunt, the Unabomber.
Mm-hmm.
And his beard that he had is kind of similar looking to yours.
Meaning it looked like, because it was probably taped on or something.
No, I don't know. It's just kind of was like, look, you know, Kaczynski, you have to remember this is a guy that lived in the wilderness with no running water, you know, for like, he looked, you know, he was Kaczynski.
Clay?
Yes. Thanks, Bill.
I don't know. What do you call him? Other than, what am I going to say? He's crazy? Yeah, of course.
My mechanic passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
It's hard to lose a mechanic.
His brother's still there, so it's good, but.
Yep, so you still have the relationship's not totally gone.
But it was kind of sudden to find out for me. I was kind of taken aback.
What happened?
Me and my wife refer to him as Deadeye because one of his eyes doesn't really move.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, now he's double Deadeye,
That's
unfortunately.
Correct. And I had to take my car in today, unfortunately, mm-hmm. for a very serious issue.
Okay.
And
car
I
trouble?
Asked him, I said, and I, the guy introduced himself to me, and I said, I deal with your brother all the time when I come in here. He goes, oh, he died. I go, what? I go, come on.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Terrible.
What was his name?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. That's a popular name.
Let's keep it to the...
Car trouble's
Dan
a hard
rather
thing.
Not say?
Keep it amongst the angels.
Okay. Well, car trouble's a difficult
Godspeed
thing.
Godspeed to Clay's nameless mechanic.
We Thank always you. Have some sort of time for car trouble on this show, don't we?
We do. We're like the Manfredinis of idiot car stuff, right?
I got serious car problems right now.
What's going on? Well, like, elaborate. We like hearing about
something
car.
You'd feel
Tim Allen.
What do you
want to
talk
woodwork.
About? You want to
I want to hear
about
your. I want to hear your car travels.
You want to talk about rear differential?
I have no
sure,
idea.
Sure, I don't
is.
Even know what that is. We learn something new on this program every week.
That's basically like on your axle, you know. Your wheels go one way, and to make that happen, it has to go through the rear differential, which is a set of gears.
Okay.
And one goes this way, and one goes this way, and another way.
Got it.
And that's all screwed up.
Yeah.
So I got to either replace the whole thing, which is like a $2,500 thing.
Or dump the car.
Or no, that's not going to happen. Or I replace the gears themselves, which is more like a $400 or $500 thing. But I don't know if that's possible. That's the thing.
I see.
So Deadeye's brother's looking at it right now.
Well, I hope that it's that I bring some grace from the heavens. And,
that's what I'm hoping
and,
for.
And shine some good deed onto your bearing problem. I got bearing problems.
I got bearing issues.
Yep.
I had battery problems on Christmas Eve.
What happened? Tell me.
I had to get a jump.
You did?
You on Christmas Eve? Battery, jeez.
I bought a battery. I mean, it's car trouble, baby, but I had... I had someone who sold me a battery. This is now. See, this is what an idiot
what?
I am.
Off the street?
No, I bought it at a certain retail establishment that was installed for me and it's charged and everything. And
yeah,
didn't work out.
Well, no, it's fine. It's the wrong size battery. The guy's like, "Did you get a warranty and a receipt on this?" I went, "Yeah." They go, "Take it back and tell the guy he's got to put a new battery in here." I haven't done it yet. They're like, "The car will run." He goes, "You got a battery that doesn't like fit." Like in the like, it's like almost like too small.
It's the wrong size battery.
It's the wrong size battery. And I'm going,
yeah, right.
Dang gummit.
I love how these guys operate. Yeah, here, come on. I want a battery. And the guy just pulls one out. And that's $126.
It's the closest one to him. Yeah, just grab that one, Johnny.
So now I'm thinking about going into where I bought it and being like, hey, you gave me the wrong size battery. I want a new battery. I want a free oil change.
I want an apology.
I want an apology. Written. I want a written apology or I'd like a free oil change.
I want
See how that works out for you.
Hi. The last battery you got me don't work. I want a free oil change and a new battery.
Don't say
now.
Don't say anything and just
Where's
hold
your boss?
No, don't say anything. Just hold up the receipt.
No, hold up a copy of Soviet sales techniques.
Read it before you're going in. Couple chapters.
No, I'll be like,
go
did
in.
You study
be
this?
Demanding. Don't take no for an answer. Done. Thank you, Soviet sales guy. I want to get a new battery for
utilize
myself.
Utilize physical force.
What's your name? You in charge?
My name is Jose. Jose, I want a new battery now.
I want a glass
of
water.
And I don't want to pay for it. And I want a glass of water, and I want a couple of them windshield wiper blades thrown in the mix. So I don't have to come back here and talk to your boss.
I am the boss.
Then I don't want to have to come back and talk to you.
Soviet sales technique number 8.
And then at the end of your diatribe, you must say comprende.
Comprende?
Comprende. Very good.
Chapter 12. Comprende.
Only in chapter 12, comprende.
Chapter 12 is just called comprende?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's narrated by John Leguizamo in the audio version of the book.
Yeah.
No, it's narrated by a Russian guy.
Doing an imitation of John Leguizamo.
Doing a Russian guy.
Russian guy? Russian guy. Doing another Russian guy. That's a thing, right?
No, I was going to say, we haven't mentioned him in a while.
We do Southerners.
Wait.
Yeah, of course.
I can't believe you
didn't. I've heard your show. You're Americans doing other Americans.
You didn't want to mention
Russians doing other Russians over in Russia.
You didn't want to mention Yakov Smirnoff? We always talk whenever we bring.
2018 is going to be a giant year for Yakov Smirnoff. Donald Trump's going to bring him back into the fold. We're giving Yakov his own program.
Getting Yakov.
Yakov
we're
is
gonna
back.
Make, we're going to make comedy great again.
Yakov is coming back.
A 1 hour Branson, Missouri, Yakov Smirnoff blowathon. Great times. Russia jokes only in America. Mike Tyson's going to make an appearance and say hello to everybody.
Amazing.
Alice Cooper is going to be there promoting his new khakis.
Doesn't Yakov have any kids that can get in the mix?
I don't know.
I don't know. I hope Yakov has plenty of children to sprinkle throughout the audience.
I guess Trump and Bannon have a little war going on right now.
I saw that.
They're like two high school girls.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. I love it. It's very entertaining.
Bannon, you dressed like a slob. The end.
The end. Right.
Look at you. You're disgusting.
Trump was taught it.
That's what he told him.
What did he say?
He told Bannon like that after he would leave a meeting, they would talk about how big of a slob he was.
Hey, I saw some movies. You guys seen any movies all of them?
Whoa! No.
Yeah. Oh, I think I talked about it last week, Downsizing.
Matt Damon, right?
I saw the...
You saw that?
Yes, I did.
Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Oh, okay.
But I did see... The Disaster Artist.
Oh, yeah. With James Franco. We've talked about that on the program a couple of times.
The story of Tommy Wiseau and the room.
The making of the film, The Room, yeah.
And?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I want to see it.
I was thoroughly impressed. I thought that, the Franco brothers.
Did you love
it
because
movie.
You were familiar with the story of Tommy Wiseau before you watched
no,
it?
No, you don't
Could
have
you
to
have
be.
You have gone into the movie cold and been like, this is bizarre. I thought this was great.
That's what I. That's that. I would hope.
You can't
that's,
go. No. You can't go to a movie like that blind. You gotta know something.
No, yeah, you can.
No, no. I had dinner with my girlfriend before the movie. I gave her. I filled her in a little bit. I was like, "This is what it's." And she was like, "Oh, you've already done talked about this, and let's go see it." She didn't really know anything. I mean, she knew a little bit like about what the room was.
Okay.
But didn't really know. And then she was like, "Oh wow, you don't really need to know about everything. It to like enjoy the movie." It's
yeah,
a
you
good,
don't.
It's a funny movie.
Yeah. All right.
And yeah, so are you saying that there's going to be some Oscar contention here?
I'm thinking there is a possibility that I don't see just because the role is so over the top that James Franco plays as Tommy Wiseau.
Yes.
I don't think I see him getting nominated for Best Actor. He may.
Yeah.
Nah.
But I definitely see his brother Dave Franco getting nominated for Best Supporting Actor in this role.
That'd be cool. I would dig that. I'm sure James Franco would love that. He got to direct his brother in an Oscar-winning role. Kidding me? Awesome.
Probably kind of similar to how like when Casey Affleck won an Oscar when his brother directed it. Did he direct Gone Baby Gone?
Ben Affleck did direct Gone
and
Baby Gone.
And I believe Casey Affleck won the Oscar for that, right?
I thought he won it for Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Well, didn't his brother direct? No, Paul.
No.
What's his name directed that? Oh gosh, it's gonna kill me. Whatever.
I thought it was maybe Kenneth Lonergan. I don't know.
Oh, it was Kenneth Lonergan.
Yeah. Paul Sanchez.
Whatever.
Paul Sanchez did Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah. Paul Sanchez directed it.
He used to manage a Jiffy Lube.
Big yeah, pal of no. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Paul Sanchez.
No, Dave Franco was great.
Paul Sanchez.
There's a lot of small cameos in this movie too that are kind of fun to watch. Melanie Griffith makes an appearance.
Yeah, she's Karen the acting
Stone
teacher,
makes an
right?
appearance. Yeah. Obviously Seth Rogen has a role in it. Judd Apatow is in the movie as well.
Vladimir Putin in the film?
Vladimir Putin does
Vladimir
not make
Putin.
It. The one thing that's like really like
Vladimir Putin, he's a Hollywood movie actor.
The one thing that they really kept private in the whole movie, though,
and the Oscar goes
away,
to Vladimir Putin.
They never talk about how this guy got the money. You're like, how did this guy make the money? Until the end of the movie, and I'm not going to give it away how much they. I mean, anybody who studied this knows what the budget is, but how much money this guy spent on the movie. But you're like, where did this guy come up with? Like, why is he so desperate to be a celebrity when he's already has this kind of capital or access to this? Why isn't like
the millions of dollars to make a movie? Yeah, sure.
So you're like, that's kind of interesting.
He
but
borrowed
that's,
from the Albanian.
Yeah, he didn't borrow from. I don't think he borrowed from anyone. I don't know. That's never discussed.
Yeah.
And it's never even discussed within this feature film. But it's kind of what helps kind of drive the story plot of it, which makes it even more interesting. Good movie. I recommend.
How many stars, Bill?
I'll give it 3.5. Man,
ooh.
It's up there.
Ooh.
One of the better like films I've seen in the year. Because it's not like it's so out of the norm. You're not like
I'm hearing a lot of buzz about that one. I hear a lot of buzz about this Tonya Harding movie. Also The Shape of Water.
Now, is that the old
That's a Guillermo del Toro film.
What's the movie now that's with Churchill that where Oldman plays Churchill? That's supposed to be getting a lot of buzz too.
Yeah, and then the Christopher Plummer one as well that
Not Enough Money in the World or whatever
that Ridley Scott axed Kevin Spacey out of and then subbed him out.
Correct. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And Star Wars. I'm going to see that on Friday.
You're going. You made a date to see Star Wars, Bill. This is very unlike you.
You're really getting your movies in an AP.
Yeah. You're becoming a cinephile. I'm worried about you.
Sorry, man.
Cinefreak.
Yeah. That's a
cinefreak.
Come to Cinefreak. It's a camp for movie kids.
Billy the bald-faced cinefreak.
Cinefreak.
Wow, I don't even know.
Yeah. That'd be a great T-shirt where it says Cinefreak on it, and you have a picture of like.
Cinefreak is a festival. It's like Comic-Con.
Is there such a thing?
There is. We can start one. Call it Cinefreak.
Very easy. Does our T-shirt look like a weird movie-going guy just eating a
Cinnabon? Our T-shirt is a film projector with fangs.
It says Cinefreak?
Yeah, and it's swallowing a young child.
Yeah.
Cinefreak.
How about just like a
right after Geek Fest.
Dork Fest.
18 and older only.
Cinefreak t-shirts have a picture of Bill buying a movie ticket.
Smiling.
Hands in the air.
Yeah, like whatever. You know, what me worry? I give you the Alfred E. Newman look. You know.
Yep.
Cinefreak.
I look like Alfred E. with my gap in my teeth.
I see you bring that up again. I wouldn't have even noticed, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing? I'm taking
get
my
closer to that mic. There we go.
I'm taking my dental problems into my own hands.
And how are you gonna do that?
I'm getting in the rubber band game.
The rubber band game?
Yeah.
Why would that fix your teeth?
You can if you have a little space, you can take those dental rubber bands, those little ones,
and wear them
and put them around your teeth, and they'll close the gap in like 30 days.
No kidding.
According to the internet, that's always right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you just put them rubber bands.
Get on the
horn
with the orthodontist. Give me some of those little rubber bands.
Southern again. He's Southern.
I bought them off of Amazon. Thanks, Bezos.
Did this? Hey, give it a try.
Jeff Bezos saved my teeth with these little rubber bands.
Hey, Bezos, thanks for closing my gap.
Close the gap with Jeff Bezos' Amazon teeth rubber bands. Available only at Walmart.
Yeah.
Do you know who Jeff Bezos is? Yeah, I bought some rubber bands off him once. He owns that Amazon store, right?
He owns a lot of things.
All right. We were going to play a song. Let's.
I did. You know, it's 18.
It's 18. We spoke about Alice Cooper at the top of the program. I feel that it's only fitting that we go into 2018 with a little Alice Cooper now. Listen to that organ. At the cold hotline.
Yeah.
You're sick.
You love the cold hotline.
I'll make you feel better. I'm Ron from the cold hotline.
Yeah.
Can we talk about recycling for a minute?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you do it?
Yeah, I try my best.
I'm against it now.
Why?
Because it builds up, and so I put it in a garbage bag, right?
Sure.
It's work.
You can't put it in the... the recycling in the garbage bag.
No.
Why not?
I don't ask this.
Isn't the plastic recyclable? The garbage bag plastic?
They got processes, Clay.
You know what? I'm putting it all in the one thing, and they can sort it out at the plant. I say that when I put all the recycling into the garbage
can.
You're sorted out at the plant.
You're going back to the mode like we were in college, where we just threw anything in the garbage and just slammed it into the dumpster at the end. Pizza boxes.
Yeah, sort it out.
Old gym shoes.
There's a guy down there. They're paying him $50 an hour.
A broken desk. Everything's just jammed in there.
You know what that reminds me of? The scene in the wonderful movie Armed and Dangerous.
Ooh, yes.
When
John Candy and Eugene Levy
visit the like this garbage plant that they get assigned to as armed security guards, and the two guys are there and they got their teeth falling out. And
yeah.
On, like,
I've been here 2 weeks.
And then the great character Larry Hankin, the great character comedy actor, is like, you know, he finds a toothbrush in the middle of the junkyard. So I don't know. That's what reminded me of it.
Garbage makes Bill think of Armed and Dangerous, which is
Larry Hankin, man.
There's this. Yeah, okay.
I mean, an impressionable scene in that movie right there.
You ever seen this? There's a lot of great stuff. Let me know if you find another shoe around here. Remember he finds the shoe?
He's garbage picking on the job. I forgot.
Garbage picking.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever been a garbage picker? Have you ever found yourself being like, I got to go over there and see what's in that thing?
I've picked garbage.
I mean, pick a garbage is an interesting thing.
I got a painting in my basement that's from a garbage pick. My neighbor, though.
Yeah, hey, I took that out of your garbage. I hope you don't mind.
He moved.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, you've never driven down an alley and like just like pulled up.
Slow
real
it
quick
down a little
like,
bit.
What is that?
What is that? What's in the garbage?
I got a chair. I took a chair.
That's a computer chair. That looks pretty good.
And I put it on my front like stoop.
Yeah.
And it broke like a week later.
So the comedian Sebastian Maniscalco does a joke about that. Not about garbage picking, about how his dad would run a garage sale, but the joke of it is that when they were done trying to sell anything and no one wanted to buy it, his father would say, saw everything in half so that everybody that would try to garbage pick couldn't have it.
That's great.
You know, if they could have bought it from us, then they can't have it. You know?
Yeah, I love that bit. I do know that bit.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
That's fantastic.
Well, it's true. People do live by it, you know.
Live by picking garbage?
If you can't, nobody can have my garbage. Only I get my garbage. You know? I try
don't
to sell
touch
it
my
off.
Garbage.
There's a lot of treasures in garbage, man. You don't think about it, but
there's a T-shirt.
Treasures in garbage. A book by Bill.
No, that's
just Bill.
That's chapter 10 of the Soviet sales method. There's treasures in garbage.
There are treasures in garbage.
Treasures in garbage deals.
In garbage deals.
Squeeze the pennies.
P-E-N-N-I-E-Z.
P.S. Squeeze the pennies.
P.S. Squeeze the pennies. Uh-huh. If you're trying to sell to top level executive, remember to squeeze the pennies.
Sell the garbage, squeeze the pennies.
Sell to garbage, squeeze pennies. All right, let's take a commercial break.
Yep.
Hooli returns after these.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service oriented. And believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at Flood Brothers Disposal.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah. We're back, Hooley's Hooley.
Yes.
Final stretch of the program. Bill, you mentioned during the break that you watched the great Dumb and Dumber, the Farrelly Brothers film.
I did.
From beginning to end.
So I didn't realize how it transcended youth. I loved it when
Come again?
I don't know. Here's how I'll explain it. Everybody that grew up in our...
That's Billy's book.
Clay's microphone got naked. He took the thing off of it.
Transcending Youth by Bill.
I don't know. When did we see that movie? Came out in what, like our freshman year of high school?
Probably.
94?
Yeah. 93, 94? I loved that and laughed my butt off.
Nostalgic for high school, watching Dumb and Dumber.
Well, no. And then I watched it on... Here's the funny part about it. I watched it. I think it was like a Saturday afternoon. And I was with my girlfriend and we were laughing and she was like, oh man, this movie's great. You know, we were like reciting lines back and forth to us. And I was like, do you think that you're,
it's a great road movie.
Yeah. I was like, do you think your son has seen this movie? And she's like, no, I don't know. And I go up to him 2 days ago. I'm like, hey man, have you seen Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
And he goes, Harry, I took care of it. And he's 7 years old.
Wow.
And I was like, apparently you have. And then he just started reeling off all the lines to me. Obviously, flatulence is a big, still huge in the seven-year-old spectrum of comedy. I think they might like our show. Maybe we should cater to some seven-year-olds. They would love it.
You kidding me?
Any seven-year-olds that are up late.
Yeah, if you're up late on a Saturday night and you want to listen to the Hooley's Hooley and listen to, you know, some us talk about nothing and maybe some farts every now and then, there you go.
And try to picture what we look like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bill looks like Dwight Yoakam.
He does?
Do I? Dwight Yoakam, thanks.
For our radio listeners, Bill looks like Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, I have Google a cowboy Yoakam. Boot. A cowboy boot. No.
You got a cowboy
I have
boot
boots
on.
No cowboy
boots. I think
boots.
We mentioned the Farrelly Brothers and Dumb and Dumber on last week's episode.
Did we really?
Well, I think I mentioned it because it's what gave me the inspiration to think about Gold Balls, which was the road comedy movie.
Fantastic
about
movie.
Two traitors, from one from Melrose Park and one from
right.
Rosemont.
Yes.
Bobby Bitcoin and Chris Christo. Yeah. Chris Crypto.
Chris Crypto, yeah.
The world's dumbest stockbroker.
It might be the world's best movie ever.
It could be, potentially.
We should have that guy.
It stars Sebastian Maniscalco and Andrew Dice Clay.
Right. Forgot Beautiful. About that. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Gold Balls. That's the name of their trading firm.
Sure. Yeah.
And, yeah, you know.
Anyways, if you're cold and, you know.
I think, no, we were talking about road comedies, and that's, you know, I think that's the best formula for a fun movie these days is watching two idiots go on the road together and try to figure things out. Everybody kind of relates to that.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of them. Tommy Boy.
Yeah, Tommy Boy's one. Dumb and Dumber. And
Road Trip. If you want to throw that in there. Todd Phillips' first film.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, that's
Midnight it's got Run. Legs.
Midnight Run.
Oh, Midnight Run's classic.
Classic.
All the old Bing and Hope movies. Come on. The road movie.
We got to get more road movies made. Hollywood's going to make something. I read something crazy today. I got to look it up here real quick. It was on the Hollywood Reporter. Hollywood plans on making something like there's like 100 and something remakes coming out this year.
It's terrible.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like some insane number. Oh, I'll find it.
What are they going to remake? Goodfellas?
Maybe. Wouldn't that be a travesty?
Yeah, they're going to make Goodfellas with a bunch of Irish guys. People will be...
Bunch of seven-year-olds.
We made a PG-13 Goodfellas.
We made a G-rated Goodfellas.
It's called Good Boys.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's all about how these kids steal the communion money.
Listen, at first, I didn't want to make Good Boys. But then the studio came to me, and they said, you can make another religious movie if you make Good Boys. And I said, sure, I'll take it. Yeah. Done.
God bless.
God bless Marty.
Yeah. What's Marty? Marty's got that movie coming out, but where is it?
He does?
It's not coming out yet. I
hear you
patiently. I'm patiently waiting for it.
I hear you paint houses film. Yeah. Frank Sheeran.
Yes.
I think it's a Netflix original release.
You said Frank Sheeran. I was almost going to say. Did you say? I was waiting for you Ed Sheeran.
Take me to church. I've been a gangster all of my life.
Does he sing "Take Me to Church"?
I thought he did.
I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't.
No, that's a different guy. That's another Irishman.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's another Irishman. He's got a weird name, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, who cares? It's only an Irish radio show.
And Ed Sheeran, guys?
We don't even know the names of the popular Irish artists these days. That's how chic we are.
We do. Larry Flint.
We're talking about Richard Lewis and the Cold Hotline. Alice Cooper khakis. Things that matter.
Things that matter.
Dennis and jeans.
Russian-Soviet sales handbooks. All the good stuff.
That's right.
Everything else is just relative to nothing.
Nonsense. Yeah.
Road movies. We love them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're getting towards the final stretch of the show. It is, if you've enjoyed the past hour of this program, I do have a song, Mike. Don't look so scared.
Because
I know I looked at Mike the engineer. He's like, wow, we got 4 minutes to go here. But since we are kind of rambling, I do one of the. You know what the beautiful thing about Dumb and Dumber was? Was that soundtrack they had?
It was great.
I think.
Are you playing Mary May or Mary Moo? Mary Moo, is that what you're going into? She's a vegetarian. Mary
is that? Is that how it goes?
I think. You're looking for?
Well, maybe I can. I was thinking about.
That's a classic.
I was thinking about by Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little slow. I don't know. You can go there if you want.
Do it.
Once there was this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I think he's, Mike's got it.
Oh, Mike's got it. Good. All right. Well, if you've listened to the last hour of this program, I hope that you've learned quite a bit about who we are. You can find archived episodes of all the silliness that ensues every week on this program.
Yeah.
If you go to iTunes and search for Free Crack, CRAIC. Or you can visit our website at freecrack.com, CRAIC.
Yeah.
Show sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia.
Yeah.
Stick around for the program that follows this one.
Right.
That's The Crack with Gene Okuny and Mike Houlihan. They air that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. Show
starts
at 6.
Yeah, I went there 2 weeks ago. I had a great time. Those have a raffle, too.
Yeah. So it's a very interactive show.
Yes,
the audience
absolutely.
Gets right into it, and the jokes start to flow.
It's a good time.
All right. We're going to go out on this one. I believe it is. It's Crash Test Dummies, I'm right? Yeah. From the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack originally. This was a big song when it came out.
It was huge.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully 2018 brings you lots of memories.
And lots of mm-hmm.
Yeah. Until next week, bye.
Bye.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and caught and come to school. But when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul. Girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, and when they finally made her, they saw birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it, they'd always just all over the church floor. He couldn't quite explain it at all.